Monday morning, hazed out, wake and bake. Boy, I don't know about it. I don't know if any guys are sativa lovers, but I'm a haze lover. Anyway, shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs. That was a great game. Guys, I was going to try. I did the prize picks, right? But I don't know, and I wish I never did, because first off, that's a fucking joke, okay? Fuck prize picks, okay? Because I went down, I get my weed, let me tell you a quick story, go down, get my weed, okay, parked in the gas station, purposely left an hour early, just so I could get into this gas station, so I'm able to find out what the hell's going on, right? And figure out this prize pick. So I get in there, I drop $100 on the prize picks, and I'm recording at the same time. And then I'm just sitting there, and I'm just watching it, and I'm like, how the fuck do they figure this out? You know, I understand it's more or less or whatever, right? So I did more or less, but you can't pick the same guys or something. It's got to be like opposite of some shit. And I'm like, this is ridiculous, right? So I keep trying to put the fucking the bet in, and the bet won't go through. So they're like, oh, you're still messed up, da 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 da. So I says, okay, let me redo it, da da da. Did that, fine, got my picks in. Okay, I know some of the picks were like, Mahomes over 299 yards, Travis Kelce with more than 7 receptions. And did some other stuff. So I ended up winning. Okay, so I spent $60. So this is the deal, right? You put $100 in, they match it or whatever. If you use a promo code, they match that too, right? So now I'm in a state where you can't gamble. So I goes down to Mass, like I just told you. I place the bet, boom, boom, boom. I wake up this morning, boom, $300. I'm like, oh, no shit, wow, fucking word, I won. Like, so that's cool, right? Now I go to pull out my money. They won't let you withdraw your money because you didn't spend all the initial deposit. So whatever you deposit, you initially have to spend on a bet. So you put $100, you can't put $50 or whatever. You know what I mean? And I'm like, that's fucking retarded. Like, what? That's retarded. Do you know what I mean? I should have knew when I was going to win. If I did that, I probably would have won $3,000 or something. So anyway, that's retarded. So now I got to wait till this Friday to go down there, bet on some Boston Celtics games or something, and go from there. And it's just ridiculous just to see if you can get your freaking money. It's just a way for you to lose your money. They don't want to give you your money. It's like the bank. You ever find out, like, if you're like one of those people, like, that are not crisp, cut, and clean? You know how you walk into a bank and the teller's just, like, sizing you up right when you get in? You're like, hey, lady, what the fuck? You're making me feel like I'm about to rob this bank. I'm not. I'm just got out of work. I might look a little weird, but, like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? And then you get to the teller. She looks at you. She looks at the check, you know. And then she says to me, she goes, oh, they don't write these clear enough. And I'm like, who? I'm like, you know, it's funny. I says, I go do this online. The computer never has a problem. For some reason, now the human has a problem. Is it just because the way I look, you don't want to give me the fucking money because of the amount that's on the check? You know what I mean? The bank hates giving out money in this fiat currency. I shit you not. Shit you not. Go ahead. Go try to withdraw fucking $1,600 today. And if you got it, go try to withdraw over anything over $1,000. Try to withdraw. And they're gonna ask you one or two questions. Are you going to have a nice night? You burnt something? None of your fucking business. I'm going to go spend it on a bunch of hookers and cocaine. How about that? You know what I mean? Like, it's just weird. I don't know. I just found that. Anyway, Chiefs won in dynamic fashion. Taylor Swift was there. I don't know about the marriage proposal. I don't know if she proposed to if Travis Kelce proposed to Taylor Swift. But I knew, do know that there was an interview that took place, and that was Tucker Carlson. Everybody wants to give Tucker Carlson flack for going over to, going over to Russia to do an interview with Putin. So now he's all of a fucking Russian agents and things of that nature. We'll get to some Russian agents. We'll get to some Russian. We'll we'll get to some Russian agents. And so it's gonna be pretty cool. And we're gonna find out who Vladimir Zelensky fears the most as far as presidents. We'll get to that. So Tucker Carlson is interviewing Putin. Okay, first off, there's been a ton of interviews with a ton of fucking communist dictators and such. All right, Barbara Walters, when she did Fidel Castro during the Cuban Missile Crisis or in and around there, I don't know if it was Mike Wallace or it could have been Barbara. They interviewed Yasser Arafat, and they also, I want to say, interviewed one of the mullahs or Abdul or something. They it was a real big terrorist. But the opposition media to counter Tucker's interview was that of Hillary Clinton getting interviewed by I think it was MSNBC or NBC with the girl Lang there, Lane. I can't remember her name. So they don't want us to they don't want something to be connected. You know, there's no more. They don't want something to be connected, and I feel like Hillary is in an iceberg. Like, she's gotten disconnected from her back channel. She's been out of the political eye for a while. You know, not only that, you had COVID, then you had the Jeffrey Epstein things, which killed Bill's fucking connections. So they're pretty much, you know, out there on an island politically, as far as their connections go. Across the world. Now, I'm not saying that they're powerless. They have very, very, very big power and very deep pockets. But I'm just feeling that the channels that they need to get to Moscow, Ukraine, certain European nations, they can't get to as much as they want to, or get to the right person, because that person that they had a connection with is either not working there no more, killed, or just won't even, or they can't be trusted. You know what I mean? So let's just say there's a back channel now, like Hillary finds, you know, she digs through a Rolodex, finds a back channel. She back channels one of her Russian counterparts and says, hey, you know, I'd like to talk to fucking Putin or something, or let me get Sergei, the equivalent of our defense secretary. And Sergei Lavrov, is it Lavrov? Let me talk to Lavrov and see what I can do. Or what he might know, and give me some kind of inclination on what the fuck is going on, right? So, those channels, I don't think those channels are so cold that Hillary is sitting there on an island, you know, and then she can't trust again. Like, I'm sorry, I forgot to try my train of thought. She wouldn't be able to trust any back channels that she gets now, because they know that she's so dying for information that they'll be able to flip her. She's compromised. It's almost her. You know, the Russians will say, "Oh, Hillary wants this. Oh, okay, we'll make her jump through hoops, and it's going to be some guy that doesn't run it all the way up to the top, and he's going to make her jump through hoops. Oh yeah, give me 50 grand. Putin wants 50 fucking grand. She sends 50 grand. It doesn't go up to Putin. She's sitting there, hey, what the fuck? Next thing you know, she goes to call up the guy, gets a dial tone. Do you know what I mean? And that's just how that stuff goes sometimes, because once they know that person's pretty much burnt, they're burnt. You know what I mean? And nor does anybody from the top, the leadership, want anything to do with that once that goes belly up, seriously. Now, Senator McCain, and I said this on one podcast before, and I couldn't think of his name for some reason. But he, when Obama was in office, Senator McCain had stocks in Gazprom. All right. Now you have the that European gas line. I just was just hearing it through the interview with Putin. But nonetheless, those two gas pipelines were being built prior to the information of us knowing that Senator McCain had stocks in Gazprom. And then this is the only way this came out was through through the pipeline that they those pipelines that they wanted to build, and then also because I think it was going to help Russia feed some of Europe with their energy, and then also vice versa, we could grab some of that natural gas, even though we're sitting on a ton of fucking natural gas, so much so that we got Poland away from Russia and the European gas, that they're buying gas from us. Who did that? Yeah. The big guy, the big old scaring agent orange guy. Do you know what I mean? So, Gazprom, there's a lot of American senators, and I feel that's horrible. I shouldn't have stocks in another country's economy. That's horrible to me. It's treasonous if you ask me. So I listened to the interview, folks. The interview is bullshit. All right, I don't care who you hear it from. That's probably why not a lot of fucking these Republican guys are going to talk about it, because it was a softball interview if I've ever seen one in my life, okay? I don't know if Tucker was just scared being there, or it was a pre-arranged, pre-organized questions to see what it was. Was it, I don't know, I doubt it, it wasn't live. So very softball. Putin was—he was way too comfortable. And Tucker, being the guy that he is, he left so much on the bone. Like, he didn't go after anything. He didn't go after any of the murders. He didn't go after. He didn't talk about fucking. My God, everything's coming to throw into a blank. With the Wagner Group, you know, he didn't talk about any of that. Nothing. And it was just like all about Russia's future. And all this was like an economic 101 session of what Russia is and how Putin knows the fucking economy of China and Russia. That's all that was. That's all it was. It was an hour and a half of fucking bullshit. So if anybody, this is why if I was a like team Republican or team Democrat, if I was team Republican, I'd be pissed. Especially if I donated money to these parties. I mean, let's just take any normal Republican out there and says, you know, well, you know, I donated to these guys. You wanted the border stopped. You got everything on a fucking piece of paper. You got it pushed to you a silver platter, and you still didn't take it. Still didn't take it. Do you know what I mean? So even if you did that so Trump could win the presidency, if you don't have control of the fucking Senate, then we're back at square one. So now what? You think you're gonna put that same bill forward and it's gonna pass? You're fucking crazy. So this is just gonna go on and on and on and on. Well, wait, what happens if they get control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency? They already had it. They already had control of all three branches. Okay, they had the legislative, they had the judicial, and they had the executive. Okay, so don't tell me that they couldn't have did it. They could have did it, because at the end of the day, see, here's the deal. So you say, well, what's the repercussions? The repercussions is when those people, when those statesmen and women and congressmen and women got to go back to their pundits back home, they're going to get a flurry of fucking phone calls. Once half of them are going to say, good job, and half of them are going to say, I'm voting you out of office. Okay? Because, you know, I donate for your money. I donate to your war chest, and you can't even go for the bill that you wanted. You asked for. You got it. So now it becomes. So what the fuck is really going on? All right, and that's where everybody is looking at the Trump thing and saying, okay, are you guys really, really, really for this country? Or are you guys like trying to destroy it to the point where you can soak up every fucking... What it looks like is that they're trying to get every seat in the Republican Party captured, okay? Because that's what they're pulling is... Marianne Williamson thing. Okay, they're pulling one of her moves. She says the only way you can change it is from the bottom up. So you have to go into the congressman. That's what they're doing. So what did Trump do in his first term? He changed the whole appellate court. All Fourth Circuit, Fifth Circuit judge, appellate court judges. He helped with the Supreme Court judge. He stacked bat. So he started laying the foundation. He broke through the iceberg, if you will. Then they started, you know, voting in, you know, the Green Lady, Marjorie Taylor Greene. And so many other people, okay? So there is a good swath, like I said, it's the Trump train, the MAGAs versus this squad. This is what it broke down to, MAGA versus squad, okay? And they know this, and so doesn't the squad. And so the squad is playing the old rhino Democrats, just like the neo-fucking Republicans are playing the old fucking rhinos and the Republicans. And McConnell knows this, and he's not having it. And Lankford's starting to understand this. Okay, and he's understanding, like, okay, so they're here not to, for the American people, they're here to get control, and then what, how much are they willing to sacrifice the American people for their own control, because again, they have to go back to their fucking home states, and they're going to hear it from their pundits. But Trump has created such a control on these people that they're really in a fucking bad predicament. So what's my point? My point is that the common sense will tell you that they are not looking out for your best interest. Okay? No matter how, like I told you before, they could open up a fucking FEMA camp, okay? And they could say, hey, Trump's gonna give you a hat. You just gotta go in this little cage right here, because we got overflow from the campaign. So if you mind going over here, and you're gonna get an extra signed autograph, that Trump hat. Oh, sure. All right, well, they'll run in. And they shut the door, and they still won't get it. They'll say, is Trump coming? Yeah, he's coming. Don't worry about it. He's coming. Yeah, he's got toilet paper and everything. Do you know what I'm saying? It's controlled opposition, almost like a false prophet, if you will. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, if you're in the conspiracy side of the stuff. But if you're not, and you just look at it common sensely, they are not out for out for the American people. Whether that be a Trump person, whether that be a Biden person, whether that be an independent and angelical, whatever, they are not for you. Or they will say, well, he did this. Well, he'll give you a breadcrumb while he steals a loaf. You can't be that fucking naive. You really can't be naive. So literally, this interview was just was a JV. I was totally surprised and disappointed in Tucker. It was a JV fucking interview at best. But the one thing it shows how Russia and China are really becoming best buddies, and more currency is being used in Russia via the yen than more than the dollar. So the dollar in Russia was being used probably, say, 30%, more times. It was 30% that the dollar was running. You know what I'm saying? And that's against the yen and the rupee. Okay, that's the ruble or whatever the fuck. Okay, I'm sorry. It is what it is. In Russia. So now, come to find out, that's went down from 32 down 17% to land at 13%. The dollar is only running around in Russia. Now the yen is up 32%, and the ruble is taking care of the rest. So the ruble's got about 55% of its own currency running in there, and then the rest of it is foreign currency. And the next foreign currency is the yen, which, you know, is no surprise because of all the shit that's going on. You know what I mean? But it shows how, you know, China's economy was so fucking big, it had enough to support a lot of nations. And it shows China was willing to buy any ally. And but their economy starting to slow and hurt. So there's a delicate balance going on as far as money is concerned with the leaders in China, Africa, and in Russia. So it looks like Trump's gonna win this thing. Okay, he looks like he's got it in the bag, and there's a lot of leaders around the world are getting ready for an awkward reunion. I mean, there's some people out there that don't like him. So, And the reason is because Trump will say, hey, we'll rip up a treaty. He made bilateral agreements personally, with allied leaders. And they always knew about his possible return, but now it shows that they're actively preparing for it. So if you got leaders actively preparing for it, they probably do like their own polls around, hey, do you think Trump's going to win in America? Da, 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 da. So I feel that the leaders of the other worlds are getting ready for Trump, because if you believe in polls, I mean, Biden's screwed. His approval ratings are down 2% from December. We're in February. We're not even through the first quarter of this year. He's down 2%. So what's it gonna say when we're through Q1 of this year and he's down 4.5%? And now with him down that much, they got to bring out Obama to start collecting to do another round of fundraising for him. I mean, they are propping him up like Weekend at Bernie's. If I haven't ever seen something, I mean, are you serious? Especially with the scathing report that came out with the special counsel. Come on. But you know, and the reason, you know, and that's the one thing I liked about Trump is he did held NATO nations accountable. Look, you're gonna pay your fair share. All right, we lose money here, we lose money there. I'm stopping the friggin' drip that's going on in America, and I'm stopping the drip that's going out here. So here's the deal: I'm pulling my guys out of Afghanistan after I crush this little friggin' fake, whatever it is, ISIS you want to call. I'm going to crush that, and after I'm done crushing that, I'm coming to knock on your door, and I want my money. And if I don't get my money, okay, then I'm going to let anybody and everybody attack you. Okay, so then you're going to see what it's feel like, what it is to be like Palestine without the fucking help of us. So it's either pay up or fucking shut up. That's what it is. And you know what? I have no problem with that, because that is your money, my money, your grandmother's money, your aunt's money, everybody's hard-earned money that's going over to protect other nations. And I understand that. That keeps us as the man on the mountain, if you will. I get it. But we have to start drawing some deep divides between who is really, really, really with us and who's not with us, and just saying that just for the money. Because when it's time to lay down blood and put up German soldiers, or time to put up French soldiers, or it's time to put up Poland soldiers, how many are you going to donate? 5? 500? 100,000? No. We're getting ready for a world war. I need 25,000 troops. I need 50,000 German troops. I need 55,000 fucking French soldiers. And I need 10,000 of your special forces from each fucking branch, each branch of your governments, each branch of your military. So that's 50,000 in special forces with another 25 in regular arms. I'm not playing around. You want this money? These are when it comes down to lay down the blood, how much are they willing to put up for the money that they receive? So now that's why I said we need to start drawing some deep divides and start figuring out who is really with us. Because that's why Trump says, well, then I'll let them attack you. Do you think he's really going to let them fucking attack? Come on. I mean, like, seriously, people? There's rules to this shit. There's levels to this shit. He can't just do that. Like, I mean, if you believe that, I got a story to tell you. I mean, you can't, you know, it's checks and balances, people, checks and balances. So he puts that out there, and where he's so unpredictable, as we know, they say, somebody get on the phone with fucking Joe and say, hey, is this fucking guy for real? I don't know. Nobody knows. And that right there is the fucking reason why we were doing so good before. The unpredictability of that man is the fucking golden, is the ace up the sleeve. Biden's been in politics for so freaking long, they know exactly what he eats Monday through Friday. Are you shitting me? You don't think the opposition research doesn't know what type of meds he's on, when he gets them, and shit like that? Get the fuck out of here. Come on, this is bigger than that, man. It's bigger than you. So they're getting ready for an awkward reunion, okay? Biden's polls are down to 38%. He's losing a massive amount of black male votes. I'd say anywhere from young to maybe 65 and down. He's still got strong support from the black women, but that is starting to get shaky. Where he held NATO accountable, people are for paying their fair share to protect them. And he reiterated that he would keep NATO accountable when he was down in South Carolina and Conway, which is the home state of Nikki Haley. Folks, I don't think Nikki's going to make it. I don't think she's going to make it all the way. You know, I really don't think Nikki's going to make it all the way. You know? So now, the opposition media is getting ready to tell you that, of course world leaders are going to get ready for Trump's return, but what you don't know is that they're having sidebars with Biden as you got to win. Well, of course the leaders want him to say that, want him to win, so they can fucking play circles around Joe. I mean, if that's all you need to know. If world leaders are playing coy and saying, "Oh, Joe, oh yeah, Trump, we can't wait to see you. Yeah, Joe, you gotta win." Like, you know what I mean? It's because it tells you everything that is going on is real deal, and this shit is gonna keep continuing because that's the only reason why they want Biden in there. It's not that he's not like what Mayorkas said. He's sharp as a tack, and he's in depth, and he's very pointed and focused. Are you shitting me? He didn't even believe anything he said. Come on. It's starting to become so pathetic. And then you see these people on X, like Defiant Dad. Defiant Brooklyn Dad, you know, Brooklyn Dad Defiant. You got fucking this other few people out there, and it's like you can't see that that is just totally hogwash, as they would say. Like I am bequeathed at the people that can't see through the charades here from both of them, from both parties. And it's like, you know, would they rather have Biden or Trump? It tells me a lot. You know, of course, because, you know, it tells me a lot. Because I'm team common sense that they don't want Trump in there because they're held accountable. And they want that friggin' idiot in there so they can run circles around him. And it's going to be great to see Trump and Justin Trudeau. Oh my God, the Prime Minister of Canada. Oh, I can't wait for that reunion. That is beautiful. That's going to be beautiful. Okay. And you gotta also watch out for the for Emmanuel Macron and Trump's if Trump gets elected and when he goes to see Macron, all right, and it's televised, just watch the freaking body language, people, okay? Because I don't know if you guys know, but I'm gonna give you a quick tip and this is a juicy little tip. So. Emmanuel is not really fond of Trump because, you know, during the little twist of the documents found at Mar-a-Lago, had a twist to it, is that somewhere in those documents, Trump has the goods on Macron's sex life, and Macron is pissed and he doesn't like it, so he doesn't respect Trump. So, you know, the rumor is somewhere in them files, Trump has the goods on Macron's sex life, and Trump even boasted about having that information to Macron, which pissed him off even more. Okay, so he's pissed. Okay, but there's one more other president out there that fears Trump the most, and we'll get to him in a second. But Trump does have a lot of allied, nations. You know, he's got Argentina, the new Argentina president, Milei there. He's got Bibi Netanyahu out in Israel. He's got Belisario out in Brazil. I don't know if he is the real one, but they had, but back about right before, during the pandemic, there was a big movement on trying to get Belisario out of there and have them put in a more Democratic leaning American favored president, and that that whole coup failed on its face. And the reason was is because they took the backing and the money and the all that from Hillary. You know, those was Hillary's people coming in there trying to do that, you know. So shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs being Super Bowl champs. Congratulations to them. Congratulations to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Congratulations to Josh Purdy making it all the way to the highest level of football, from the bottomest part of it. You're talking about the last pick of the draft, and those guys could have won it last night. I mean, San Francisco could have won it last night. So that's a hard gut punch versus San Francisco. But big shout out to Andy Reid. I love that coach. Everything that he battled, he's going through. He really, really shows a lot of. He's gracious in everything he does. He's got a lot of respect, and he's a good dude, good coach. So shout out to him. Shout out to the Mahomes family. Shout out to the Swift and Kelce. And I'm glad they had a great night. But there's one quick story I want to talk about before I go. Is down in Texas, There was a lady that went to a Joel Osteen church. Okay, he was holding a service there, and some lady came and she had a fucking an automatic gun, a trench coat, and she was gonna go in there and do something to the church. Okay, now I don't know if you guys remember in previous podcasts that I've done, I always talk about the reason why you have a lot of what you have about the big shift into the support with Palestine versus the Israelis, when back in the day the shift was for Israel and everything Palestine, it looked like a terrorist was a terrorist as far as in the eyes of an American, and now we have this big switch over, and I think that has a lot to do with the conspiracy theories about Jewish people owning everything, okay? So, and having control. So this is why I think the lady that was going in to get Joel Osteen, I think she was probably looking through a rabbit hole of YouTube videos about that church and how evil he is and how evil the other one is and how Cleflo Dollars, they all fly on these big-ass fucking planes. They have these mega churches, which they won't open up for floods during Katrina. They won't do anything, or what happened in, Katrina, or the Sky Dome ripped off and those people sleeping in there, and he wouldn't open up the church, Joel. So I feel like she went down a rabbit hole, and then she just locked and loaded, and she was going to go in that church and try to take him out. That's my theory. Of course, I doubt they'll say that, but before, you know, the internet sleuths really go out there and start pounding the internet, pounding the lines, I think she went down a rabbit hole, and she was going there to say, hey, he's not who he says he is. And nor, and if you believe that, I mean, like I said, I got another story to tell you. I mean, that guy is as fake as hell. He's got homes everywhere, private jets. I don't know where he donates or who he donates to, but I'm sure he writes it off of his taxes. You know what I mean? But hey, at the end of the day, it seems like the rich will get richer and the poor get poorer until the day that we say, hey, enough is enough. But until then, catch you on the next one. It's Wayno. Peace!